迦南诗选十七，圣灵在我的心。圣灵在我的心，我多想跳跃，圣灵在我的身，我多想飞跑，没有愁苦呀乐滔滔，好像在云里呀轻飘飘，多么美多么好，伟大的圣灵啊你呀真奇妙，多么美多么好，我完全被你融化了，圣灵在我的心，我多想跳跃，圣灵在我的身，我多想飞跑，没有愁苦呀乐滔滔，好像在云里呀轻飘飘，多么美多么好，伟大的圣灵呀你呀真奇妙，多么美多么好，我完全被你融化了。亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师圣灵系列的信息。今天的题目是日常生活中的圣灵，讲到这位圣灵保惠师，你虽是看不见他，他却是这样的真实，他是这样的实际。哈利路亚，他对我们日常生活中实际的问题都有最好的解答，我们所需要的就是用信心来接受他，来欢迎他进到我们生活里面来帮助我们，就像接那个电力厂的电源进到你的家里面来帮助你一样。哈利路亚，让我们一起来分享。
I want to share with you tonight again about the Holy Spirit.
今天晚上我要再次来跟大家分享圣灵。
But that he is very practical.
但是圣灵是非常实际的。
God is not ethereal way up there in a dim and distant future.
神不是在天上很遥远的，只是一个气而已。
He is very real, even though invisible.
他是非常真实的，虽然是看不见的。
Things can be tremendously real and not visible.
有些东西可能非常的真实，但是看不见。
Things can be frighteningly real and not visible.
有些东西可能会真实的让人害怕，但是但看不见的。
A thing can be shockingly real and not visible.
事情也可能非常真实的让人震惊，但是看不见。
And if you don't believe that,
如果你不相信的话，
then put your finger in an electric socket.
那么你就把你的手指头放到电的插座里面。
And you won't see anything except stars.
你除了星星之外，你什么都看不见。
But you'll know something was real.
但是你会知道有事情是真实的。
Something was very real.
有事情是非常真实的。
Because we have two eyes and usually pretty good ones.
因为我们有双眼，通常眼睛也很好。
We have the feeling that we can believe our eyes.
我们有一种感觉，以为我们能够相信自己的眼睛。
And any good magician can prove to you that you cannot believe your eyes.
任何好的魔术师都能够跟你证明你没有办法相信自己的眼睛。
But we have the tendency to believe our eyes.
但是我们有一种倾向，会去相信眼睛。
And if our eyes tell us it's not true, then we, well, it can't be true.
如果我们眼睛告诉我们说不是真的，那么我们就认为这不可能是真的。
But lots of things are true that aren't visible.
但是有很多真的事情都是看不见的。
Lots of things are real that are not visible.
有很多真实的东西都是看不见的。
The Holy Spirit is real.
圣灵是真实的。
But not only is he real.
他不只是真实的。
He is not only spirit.
他不只是灵。
And when we think of spirit and reality, we think of two different things.
当我们想到灵还有想到真实的时候，我们想到的是两回不同的事情。
But they're not two different things. They're one thing.
但这不是两件不同的事，是一件事。
And not only so, but he enters into all of our world.
不止如此，他进到我们所有的世界。
We have the tendency to get mystical.
我们有一种倾向会变得很奥秘。
sometimes super spiritual.
有时候会成为超级属灵。
You know, God isn't spiritual.
你知道神不属灵。
Did you know that?
你知道这个吗？
God is not spiritual.
神不属灵。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
Just pure and simply, spirit.
就是这么简单，他就是灵。
And we try to get spiritual.
我们试着要成为属灵。
But we're not spirit, we're flesh.
但是我们不是灵，我们就是肉体。
So we have to learn to come down and live where we are.
所以我们必须学习降下来，活在我们生活的地方。
And not try to live in a spiritual no-no place.
而不是活在一个属灵的不知道的地方。
And God is very practical.
神很实际。
Very practical.
非常实际。
In fact, he's a wonderful mechanical engineer.
事实上，神是一个很棒的机械工程师。
If you don't believe it, look at your hand.
如果你不相信的话，看看你的手。
The most wonderful machine that's ever been invented.
这是有史以来人们发明最奇妙的机器。
It can pick up a heavy weight or pick up a needle off the floor.
能够拿起很重的重量，也可以从地板上拿起一根针来。
And they can't make a machine that will do that.
你没有办法造出任何机器做得到这一点。
He's very practical. He thought of all things when he made us.
神是很实际的。当他造我们的时候，他想到了很多事情。
He put all together very nicely, really.
他把一切都组合在一起，弄得很好。
Oh, I know your mirror does not tell you that.
我知道你的镜子没有告诉你这一点。
But your mirror is a liar.
但是你的镜子是说谎的。
God did a very wonderful job.
神做了一件很奇妙的工作。
And a very practical job.
而且是很实际的工作。
Because God is practical.
因为神是实际的。
God is was a businessman.
神也曾经是个商人。
Jesus had a carpenter shop.
耶稣有一个木匠店。
He didn't work out in the gleaning fields.
他不是在外面拾麦子的。
He wasn't a farmer.
他不是农夫。
He was a businessman.
他是一个商人。
And he kept that business for 18 years.
他让那个生意维持了18年。
And did not go bankrupt.
他没有破产。
He was successful.
他很成功。
It probably didn't grow too big.
或许这个事业没有发展得很大。
Though we don't know that because he had brothers working with him.
这我们不晓得，因为他有弟弟跟他一起工作。
And he kept it going all that time.
他那段时间一直让生意持续着。
And you can be sure that working with the Jewish people.
你可以相信在犹太人当中工作。
More than one tried to Jew him.
会不止一个人试着要骗他。
As we say.More than one complained.
不止一个人会跟他抱怨。
Trying to find some flaw so they could get it cheaper.
试着要找到一点瑕疵，好让他们能够得到比较便宜的价钱。
I wouldn't be surprised that more than one didn't pay their bill.
我想不止一个人也没有付他们的账单。
He had to run a business.
他必须经营这个生意。
And because he did and did a good job.
因为他这样做而且做了很好。
He didn't fail.
他没有失败。
He was pretty practical, wasn't he?
他很实际，对不对？
To be able to work with those kind of people and still keep going.
能够在这种人当中工作，而且还让生意一直做下去。
I don't think he went very deep into credit.
我想他不会负债很深。
Because it said Jesus didn't trust people.
因为圣经有讲说，耶稣并不信任人。
I told people a lot of times, don't trust people, just love them.
我常常跟人们说，你不要去信任任何人，你只要爱他们就好了。
You say, how can I trust somebody and not trust somebody and love them.
那人就说我怎么可能说不信任他却又爱他呢
Oh, that's easy.
这个很容易。
Every mother and every father loves their babies, but don't trust them.
每个做父母的都会爱他们的婴儿，但是不会信任他们的婴儿。
We all know that.
这个我们都知道的。
Jesus didn't trust people because he knew what was in them.
耶稣不信任人，因为他知道人里面所存的是什么。
He knew if there's a lot of pressure.
他知道如果有很大的压力的话。
That people would fail under pressure.
人们在压力下会失败。
We're all of us very nice people when there's no pressure.
当没有压力的时候，我们都是很好的人。
In fact, we're the nicest people when there's no pressure.
事实上，当没有压力的时候，我们是最好的人。
I mean, if our friends never saw us under pressure, they would think we were beautiful characters.
如果我们朋友没有看到我们受压力的时候，他们会以为我说我们这个人品格实在是很美的。
So kind and never lost our temper.
是这么的和蔼，从来就不会发脾气。
But then, pressures are pressures.
可是压力就是压力。
And that's the kind of world we live in.
这就是我们生活的世界。
And God was very practical.
神非常实际。
And the Holy Spirit is practical.
圣灵也很实际。
And in that practicality,
在那个实际当中,
When he sent the Holy Spirit, the first name that he gave to the Holy Spirit was Comforter.
当他差遣圣灵来的时候，他给圣灵的第一个名字保惠师，也就是安慰者。
And that word in English is Comforter. I don't know what the word means in Chinese. Don't tell me.
他说我不晓得中文的意思是什么，但你不用告诉。
But what it meant in the original language is a helper.
但是在原文的意思里面就是帮助者。
Someone that will come beside you and help you.
就是有一位会到你旁边来帮助你的。
In fact, in the book of John, that same word is translated advocate.
事实上，在约翰福音同样的这个字也被翻成中保。
Now, an advocate is a lawyer.
中保是律师。
And he's a good helper when you need him.
当你需要他的时候，他是很好的帮助者。
When you don't need him,
当你不需要他的时候
you make a lot of jokes about him.
你会开他很多的玩笑。
But when you do need him,
但是当你真的需要他了
he's a big help.
他是很大的帮助。
And so he said he's going to send a helper to us.
所以他说他要差遣一位帮助者来到我们这里。
Because the Holy Spirit would move down into our very actual living.
因为圣灵他会运行进到我们实际的生活中。
And help us.
来帮助我们。
There's some illustrations in the Bible I want you to look at first.
首先我要大家来看圣经上有一处这样子的说明。
The first one's in the book of Exodus.
首先是在出埃及记。
And it's in the 31st verse, chapter.
出埃及记第三十一章。
Well, let's go to one before that, actually.
我们先来看另外一个。
Let's go to Genesis.
我们先来看创世记。
In the 41st chapter.
创世记第四十一章。
Now you, I suppose most of you know the story of Joseph, and we won't take time to go into the story of Joseph.
我想你们大部分人都知道约瑟的故事，所以我不花时间来讲。
But God had promised Joseph that he would be reigning.
但是神曾经应许约瑟，他会做王掌权。
But he found himself in a jail.
但他却发现自己在监狱里面。
And God had a way of getting him out of jail.
神有办法让他脱离监狱。
He can get us out of any of our problems.
神可以让我们脱离任何种的问题。
He might wait a while.
或许他会等一阵子。
But it will get us out.
但是他会使我们脱离问题。
And the way he did it.
神做的方式。
Was by giving the king of Egypt, that was the most powerful nation at that time in the world.
他就是给埃及的王做了一个梦。埃及当初是那个时候是世界上最有力最强的国家。
He gave him a strange dream.
神给埃及的法老王一个非常非常奇怪的梦。
7 big fat cows.
有七只很胖的牛。
And 7 skinny cows.
还有另外七只是很瘦很瘦的牛。
And of all things, Skinny cows ate up the fat cows.
而很奇最奇怪的就是瘦的牛把肥的牛吃掉了。
Did not get any fatter.
但是这个瘦的牛吃了肥的牛以后也没有变胖。
And we know that cows don't eat cows.
我们知道牛不会吃牛。
But that's the way the dream was.
但是他的梦就是这样子的。
And Pharaoh, the king, woke up.
法老王醒来了。
Scratched his head.
他就搔搔头。
What in the world is that kind of a dream?
这样子的梦到底是什么呀
Where did that come from?
这是从哪里来的呢
Did I eat some strange thing last night?
是不是我昨天晚上吃了什么怪东西了
Cows don't eat cows.
牛不会吃牛啊
Where did that thought ever come from?
这样子的想法到底是从哪里来的
And while he was pondering, he went to sleep again.
当他还在思索的时候他又睡着了
And dreamed the same dream.
又梦到了同样的梦
He woke up and then he was perturbed.
他醒来就觉得很不安
I think God's trying to get a message through to me, but I don't know what it is.
他说我想神是要有件事要告诉我但我不晓得这是什么事
And finally they called Joseph.
终于他们把约瑟找来了。
And Joseph was able to interpret the dream.
约瑟就能够为这个梦来解释。
He told him what it meant.
他告诉法老王这梦的意思。
And we'll look here at the scripture a little bit.
我们要来看这里的经文。
And Joseph gave Pharaoh what it meant and what to do about it.
约瑟就告诉法老王这梦是什么意思，要怎么样处理。
God not only gave him the dream, but he gave him a practical answer.
神不只给他一个梦，而且给他很实际的答案。
There was going to come a famine.
将会有一个饥荒。
But before it came, they would have 7 years of very fine harvest.
但是在这饥荒之前会有七年很好的收成。
But after that,
在那个之后
the rains would dry up,The rivers would dry up.
雨会干了，河会干了。
The harvest would be gone.
就不再有收成。
Well, that's not good news.
这不是好消息。
you can turn on your television anytime, and your weatherman will come on, and he can tell you some very bad news, but he can't tell you what to do about it.
你可以随时打开电视机，气象报告人员会告诉你一些很坏的消息，但是他不能够告诉你要怎么办。
He can even announce a tornado watch.
他甚至可以，发出信息说你要小心有龙卷风了。
But he does not tell you what to do if it comes to your house.
但他没有告诉你如果这龙卷风到了你家的话你要怎么办。
He doesn't tell you a way to protect yourself.
他没有告诉你怎么样能够保护自己。
He doesn't tell you a way to get out of the problem.
他没有告诉你怎么样能够脱离这个问题。
But God's a little more practical than that.
但是神比这个要实际。
Fine, so I know trouble's coming, so what?
好，我知道有灾难要来了，那我现在又怎么办呢？
Worry?
担心吗？
Fill my heart with fear till it comes.
让我的心都充满了害怕，直到问题来到吗？
God does better than that.
不，神做的比这个好。
An answer.
神给一个答案。
He said, "Get prepared because the famine's coming."
他说要预备好，因为饥荒要来到了。
And Joseph said, "Look, these 7 years, save up, get a man you can put in charge of, you can trust, and save up."A certain amount of the harvest every year for 7 years.
约瑟说好，你找一个你能够信任的人来管理这件事情，让每这七年当中每一年的收成都把它存些起来。
And let the government do it because if people do it, they won't be trusted. They'll fudge on it.
让政府来做，不能够让百姓来做，因为百姓这样做的话呢，他们就会有一些诈欺的事情。
And he gave them the answers.
然后他就把答案告诉他。
Find a man that will do it.
找到一个能够做这件事情的人。
And then we read in the verse 37.
然后我们在第37节里面读到
that was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all his servants.
法老和他一切臣仆都以这事为妙。
And then Pharaoh said to his servants,
法老对臣仆说
Can we find such a man as this Joseph is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is?
像约瑟这样的人有神的灵在他里头我们岂能找得着呢
So Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. You shall be over my house.
法老对约瑟说神既将这事都指示你可见没有人像你有这样有聪明有智慧你可以掌管我的家
In other words, God was practical and gave them an answer what to do in a major problem.
换句话说神非常的实际跟他们讲在这个很重大的困难中要怎么做。神给他的答案是有效的。
He gave them an answer that would work.
神给他的答案是行得通的。
And the king realized it would.
而且国王他知道这是行得通的。
And he realized this was not a human answer.
他知道说这不是一个人给的答案。
He said the Spirit of God's in this man.
他讲说神的灵在这个人的里头。
The Holy Spirit gave us an answer to our problem.
圣灵给了这个问题的答案。
The Holy Spirit found a way out for us.
圣灵为我们找了一条
出路。The Holy Spirit told us what to do.
圣灵告诉我们要做什么。
Not only that a tornado was coming.
不只是说有龙卷风要来了。
But what to do about it.
而且讲到要怎么处理。
Not only an ice storm is coming,
不只是有暴风要来了
but a way to save yourself from all the damage.
而是有一个办法使你自己不会受到任何的损伤。
I was living in Argentina.
我以前住在阿根廷。
I was away in ministry.
我离开去服事。
And I read in the papers.
我在报纸上读到。
And they were telling about a big tornado that came into the home city where I lived.
那个报纸上的新闻讲到说有一个很大的龙卷风到了我所住的城市到了我家的那个地方
And it came right down the street where my house was
那个龙卷风就经过了我家所在的那条街
And I wasn't there
我不在那里
My wife was there and children were there
我太太在那里孩子在那里
And it gave the path of it right where it was going
那个报纸上有讲到说龙卷风走过的路是怎么样
And sure enough, that tornado came right down that path.
确实龙卷风就经过了从那条路这样子走下来
Twisted up some huge pine trees.
把一些很大的松树都给弄扭曲了
And then when it got to our house,
然后当着龙卷风到我们家的时候
It jumped up, went over, came down again.
它就跳起来然后又往上面越过去了又降下来
And the next house exploded.
下面我们隔壁的一间房子就爆炸了。
We had our neighbors living with us for the next few months.
所以后来接着几个月的时间，我们的邻居都跟我们住在一起。
He can do something about it.
神能够处理事情。
That's a wonderful thing that nothing is impossible.
这是一件奇妙的事情，因为没有难成的事。
He controls the tornadoes too.
他也能够控制着龙卷风。
He takes care of things, and he knows how to take care of things because he's very practical.
他处理事情，照顾事情，他知道怎么样来处理，因为他非常的实际。
He came to help us.
他来就是要帮助我们。
And not just visit us in church and give us some nice feelings.
不只是在教会里面拜访我们一下，给我们一些好的感觉而已。
Not give us a hope of salvation in the future.
不是给我们未来的救恩盼望而已。
Not just give us a faith that our sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus.
不只是给我们信心，让我们知道我们的罪在耶稣基督的宝血里面已经洗净了。
Oh, that's all wonderful.
这一切都很好。
But we human beings have a hard time living in the future.
但是我们身为人很难活在未来里。
It hasn't come yet.
因为未来还没有来到。
And we live very much today.
我们都是活在今天的。
Or we can make plans for the future.
当然我们能够为未来做计划。
We can't guarantee we'll fulfill those plans.
我们没有办法担保会实践那些计划。
But we can make plans.
但是我们可以做计划。
But we can't live there.
但是我们没有办法活在未来。
We live now.
我们活在现在。
So the Holy Spirit not only took care of all of that, He comes and lives with us to take care of now.
所以圣灵他不只处理了未来的事情，而且他现在就来跟我们住在一起。
Jesus said the Holy Spirit comes, He's going to be with you and He'll never leave.
耶稣说当圣灵来的时候他和你同在永远都不会离开你
But he's going to be your helper.
但是他会做你的帮助者
That's what he wants to do.
这就是他想要做的事情
Over in Exodus 31
在出埃及记31章
Now they were going to build the tabernacle of Moses.
他们要建立摩西的会幕
God showed Moses in a vision on the mountain.
神在山上的意象中跟摩西显明了
All this beautiful handwork of gold
有些很美的手工做出来的织的金
the Ark of the Covenant, the candlesticks All these beautiful, beautiful furnitures of pure gold
有约柜有金灯台这些所有的东西都是用纯金做的
And very intricately carved
而且是雕刻的非常精细的
And the brasswork
还有铜的工作
and the beautiful needlework in the curtains
还有那些幔子会幕上面的织的很
and Moses didn't have a clue how to do that
摩西一点都不晓得要怎么做这个
he was raised in a palace not in a workshop
他是在宫殿里面长大的而不是在工作的地方长大
and he didn't know who was either
他也不认识谁
but the Lord said this strange thing
但是主跟他讲了很奇怪的事情
Lord said to Moses
三十一章耶和华小于摩西说
See,
看呢
I have called by name Bezalel
我已经提了比撒列的名
He's the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah
他是犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子
And I have filled him with the spirit of God
第三节我也以我的灵神的灵充满了他
And in wisdom
使他有智慧
And in understanding
有聪明
And in knowledge
有知识
And in all manner of workmanship
能做各样的工
to devise cunning work to work in gold and silver and brass and cutting stones and set them and carving timber all manner of workmanship
能想出巧工用金银铜制造各物又能刻宝石可以镶嵌能雕刻木头能做各样的工
sometimes we think the Holy Spirit only comes to help us in ministry
有时候我们想说以为说圣灵只是来在帮助我们服事而已
well this doesn't sound like that
这边听起来不是这样子的
So the Holy Spirit's come to help do what I want you to do. And nobody knew how to do it. Nobody even seen the vision except Moses.
所以这边神告诉他说圣灵来要帮助他来做这些事情。这些东西呢除了摩西自己在意象中看见以外甚至没有人看到也不晓得怎么做。
Moses needed some help.
摩西需要有帮助。
Maybe in his heart he would say, Help Lord, how am I going to do that?
或许他跟主喊说主啊你帮我的忙我不晓得要怎么做成这个事。
He said, Well look Moses, I have a man.
所以神就跟他说摩西你看我已经有预备了一个人
the Spirit of God in him to do this.
我已经把神的灵放在他的里面来做成这件事
Would you know that?
这个你知道吗
I put the Spirit of God in him to know how to do this
我已经把神的灵放在他的里面让他知道怎么样做这个事情
You know a lot of things we enjoy in this world came because God by his Spirit put the idea and showed a man how to do something.
你知道现在我们在世界上享受的很多事情都是因为神把他的灵放在他的里面告诉人那个人要怎么做。
Many scientific breakthroughs came serendipity. serendipity, that means by accident.
很多科学上的发明都是偶发的、偶然的、意外的事情产生的。
Wonderful secrets just by accident.
一些很奇妙的秘密就是偶发的。
One of the most wonderful accidents that happened in our day.
在我们的时代发生最奇妙的一件偶发事件。
Was the discovery of penicillin.
就是发现了盘尼西林。
And it was discovered in three places in the world in the same time.
同时在世界上三个地方发现。
By accident.
是偶发的。
A man in England was growing some bacteria.
英国有一个人他在种植一些细菌。
In a bit of broth.
在一点汤里面。
I know chicken broth or beef broth, but it was a bit of broth.
我不知道的是鸡汤还是牛肉汤，但是他是在那个汤里面培养细菌。
And he was culturing these little things in his study.
他在他的研究当中培养这些东西。
And he came back one day, and he looked in.One of them had grown moldy.
他有一天回来看到其中一个发霉了。
You know, broth will do that, won't it?
你知道汤会变得这样子。
And he's about to throw it out and he looked at... Wait a minute.
他本来要把它给丢掉，然后他说等一等，看一看。
All the bacteria were dead.
那个里面的细菌死掉了。
He said, what killed it?
他说是什么把那个细菌杀死的呢？
Maybe...So he got some more broth, he let some more mold grow, and he took some of that same mold and put it over there and let it grow in. It did the same thing. It killed all those little things.
他就让那个霉再多长一点，又把它放到别的地方。结果确实同样的事情又发生了，把细菌杀死了，只是因为偶发的事情。
So many things happen that way.
很多事情都是这样子发生的。
God by His Spirit is ready to bring to the world this.
神靠着他的灵准备把这个东西带到世界上来，或是那个事情。
I think I told you the, last week about the Litorno, the man that discovered by revelation of God how to make these things that make trucks dump their loads and things that lift heavy bits and the bulldozers and all those things that we call hydraulic system. That was given by God.
就是有一个人他也曾经他发明了就是怎么样把那个卡车能够举起来然后就能够倒把东西给倒出来那也是神给他的
Incidentally through that he became a millionaire
借着这件事情他成为一个百万富翁
And he bought a large piece of ground and donated it to the Baptist church
他就发明这东西他就买了一大块地捐给了浸信会的教会
Which many of the people in Penile have visited because we used to have camp meetings there.
那我们教会有很多人曾经拜访过那边，因为我们以前都会在那边办营会。
And so you see, God had an answer for some very practical, down-to-earth work.
所以一些非常实际的工作，神都有答案。
It wasn't evangelism.
不是传福音。
It wasn't preaching sermons.
也不是讲道。
It wasn't healing the sick.
也不是医治病人。
You were just learning how to work with brass and metal and cut stones.
这只是在做银器、铜器怎么样切割宝石上。
But by the Spirit of God.
但是靠着神的灵。
Putting that wisdom and understanding in that man.
把那个智慧跟聪明放在那个人的里面。